it was awesome. It's a bit of a whirlwind. You know, just so many emotions. You know, having the opportunity to start the game, Paul giving me that chance, and standing on the blue line, you know, the True North yell that everyone does, and playing the Canadians, playing here at home, and Hockey Night in Canada, and then being able to get the win on top of it. And it's a special night. It's something I'll never forget.
How nervous were you?
You know what? I was nervous on the way to the rink, driving to the rink, and after I woke up from my nap, which surprisingly I slept pretty well. Maybe that was the travel yesterday, but once I got into the arena and as soon as I hit the ice, maybe got through my first shift, I felt calm, and I think a lot of that has to do with the other guys on the team. A lot of young guys, obviously, but everyone's great to me, and then playing with Tyler, I mean, it's self-explanatory. He's an unbelievable player, but an unbelievable person, and you know, he just kept me calm, and we know each other a little bit, so that probably helped as well.
Is Thomas Plekanec your new best friend?
Well, I've watched him play many times on TV as a kid, and watched a lot of you know, Hockey Night in Canada and things like that. So, you know, I guess when you're out there, I was just trying to battle and play hard and protect the front of the net, and that's kind of a cool story I guess I'll have you know, down the road.
Did anybody joke with you that you're kind of a good, like, charm for getting a win at home finally?
Yeah, I heard a few guys say, well, you're 1-0, and Buff kind of jokingly said, well, the NHL's pretty easy, isn't it? But obviously we know that's not the case, so it was a great night. I thought we battled hard, and for me it was awesome.
Does it help that you play in this rink with the Moose?
It does so much. You know what, walking into the arena, you know, I know where to park, although it's a little farther away from the door with all the other guys parking a lot closer. But, yeah, and the ice is amazing here, the boards, you know, the bounces, and you just feel comfortable skating around. I mean, everyone has arenas that they don't feel comfortable in, and so for me to be able to play a ton of games here, practice here a lot all year, it just felt really comfortable, and I think it helped a lot.
What do you mean to play in front of your parents?
Yeah, it was awesome. You know what? It's the culmination of so much work, obviously by myself, but, you know, furthermore by them. You know, any player knows that their parents are, you know, the number one reason why they make it, and how much sacrifice they made, you know, early morning practices, you know, coming to watch me play on the road in junior hockey. The financial commitment, obviously, that comes with being a hockey player, and just everything they did to help me get here, to have them there in attendance. You know, you kind of have your milestone things over the course of your career, and obviously your first game is right up there with any of them. So to have them there, which obviously was so much so, you know, their night as well, was awesome. Yeah, you know what, that was awesome. Obviously it was pretty cool hearing Paul come in and say that Mizey and I were starting, and you know, I've started games here with the Moose, but that True North is definitely not as loud as when it's Jets Canadians. So that was awesome, and you know, like you said, I think it helped me be able to get into the game right off the bat. I was out there, I wasn't sitting on the bench watching, and you know, you never know, maybe there's a penalty taken, you don't get out there for a bit. So to be able to start, just kind of, you know, I got rid of the nerves and had to start playing real quick.
When did you know the boys had sent you out for that initiation lap? At what point did you realize that solo act out there?
Well, I figured that that the boys would have something like that, and obviously you see it on SportsCenter when other guys have played their first games, and knowing Buff, he's quite the character, so I was ready to go and had my helmet on, and he snatched it away pretty fast, and I felt pretty cool skating around out there with no helmet. And actually, I saw my parents within probably the first couple laps in the corner, and that kind of was a pretty cool feeling as well.
Josh, why did you pick 36? I know you wore it in preseason, but what was the reason for 36?
You know what? It's just the number I've been assigned, and I haven't changed it, I guess. I don't know what the guidelines are, but I don't mind 36, I guess, and it was good enough for a win tonight, so I'll have to keep it for a while.
Okay.